Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller. The Bulldogs got their first victory of the season, 7-6 at home over Clarion Goldfield Owls here on Friday night in week two. And Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. We'll talk about the whole game specifically here in a sec, but big picture, 7-6, low scoring. You guys are able to just hold off CGD. What are your thoughts on this victory? How are you feeling about coming out on top by 1 point in this? In this Highway 3 rivalry matchup?
Yeah, I mean, you're always really happy to get a win. Kind of an ugly win for us offensively. We were able to move the ball quite a bit on offense, and we had some things going for us. But, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot a couple different times with some untimely turnovers. You know, we fumbled on the one-yard line, and then as we were driving, we had a muff snap that went they were able to fall on and change possession. So we did have some things rolling offensively, just those untimely turnovers we got to get rid of. And then you know, special teams game, we weren't as clean as we would hoped. We muffed one on a punt return that they were able to get. So, you know, didn't set ourselves up for success there, but ultimately had a good game offensively. Defense, you know, they played their tails off. A very ground and pound team. They loaded at the line of scrimmage and try to pull seven guys at wherever they're trying to run it. And our guys battled all night, and we were able to come up with some a huge stop before halftime and a huge stop on a 2-point conversion at the end that ultimately gave us the 1-point win. So defense played really well. Offense played well. They played well too. They just, you know, we got to clean it up on the offensive side.
You bet. So you were able to get on the board in the first half. Joe Powers runs one in 30 to 40 yards. We'll get the official number here when the stats come out. But tell me a little bit about that drive and ultimately that touchdown, how you guys were able to really capitalize on that drive.
Yeah, the offensive line did a great job for us. And their defense was playing tough. They were, you know, shooting the gaps. Linebackers were, they were slanting. So our offensive line had their work cut out for them, and they were able to give Joe a crease, and he was able to bounce it around the edge, and he took it in for our only score of the night. And then Hunter Reakin put it through the uprights to give us seven. So they did a really good job. And then we were able to move it through the air when we really needed to, and had some big plays. Big plays with Blake throwing the ball to some different guys. So that was very key for us as well, as we were able to be multidimensional tonight. So we did a great job there.
And toward the tail end of the game, CGD ends up scoring. They go for two, do not get it. Tell me a little bit about that defensive stand. What was kind of going through your mind? How that 2-point conversion attempt ultimately went, and you guys, it being able to deny them there.
Yeah, that was a big play, especially after. You know, the seniors that were juniors last year didn't have a lot of experience. So that touchdown was something that they would have, you know, it would have broken them last year. They would have given up the 2-point conversion, and then we would have ended up losing the game so to see that, you know, maturity and that growth over the course of a year, and to stand tall when the game was, you know, at a crucial point and force that failed 2-point conversion, that was huge. And, you know, on that drive too, we had a penalty, you know, questionable call, but defensive pass interference penalty. And they went for two and they threw the ball, and they caught it, and we were able to stick them at the 1 yard line. So our secondary was able to respond even after, you know, giving them a penalty that kept that drive going, that ultimately, let them score. So, a lot of good things, a lot of good growth tonight, and to see our kids, rally in a time of adversity and come out on the other side. That was, you know, very, very good to see, very, very encouraging moving forward.
We're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller. Back at the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller, a 7-6 victory over Clarion Goldfield Owls here on Friday night. And Coach, a couple more things here about this game to talk about. When it comes to the defensive game plan, preparing for the CGD team that rushed for over 500 yards last week against Belmont Clummy, what was it like game planning for these guys and ultimately being able to execute, hold them to just one touchdown in the game?
Yeah, definitely a different type of game plan than we were used to. Last year, we saw a lot of wing T. This was the first time we saw double tight, double wing, pulling every guy to the point of attack. So, you know, I'm lucky enough to have a really good staff with some of them have a lot of experience. So Coach Albers, Coach Aranya, those guys were able to, and Coach Osborne, those three guys were able to come up with a great defensive game plan. And, you know, we moved some players around on defense this week to try and give us the best chance of success. And I'm really lucky that I can lean on those guys and just let them do their job on the defensive side of the ball and trust them to get these kids in a spot that they're going to be successful in. And then just let the kids play football. They played really tough tonight. They did a great job on the line of scrimmage. An offense like this is going to have its yards at some point. It's just, it's hard to take it away for the entire game, but they were able to, stand tall at the crucial moment, like I've said, and our secondary, it's easy to get caught sleeping when you're facing a defense like this, but the secondary was there to make plays when they had to make plays too. So, it was a good team win on defense.
And then sophomore quarterback Blake Burmester gets his first career varsity start at the QB position. What did you see from him tonight in his first varsity start?
Yeah, Blake did really well. He was composed in the big moments. He made some big throws. He allowed his playmakers to make some plays. And, he helped us be multidimensional. And towards the end of the game, when we needed to ice the clock, he was, it's hard to practice that where you're trying to run that 4-minute offense. It's hard to get that game-like experience during the week in practice. And he handled it really well. He controlled the play clock. He let it get under 10. And I think he rarely ever snapped it above 5 seconds. So he did a great job for us tonight. And, I have to give a shout out to Ryder Shirley. He, made the move to Z receiver and did really well. And he was the one that blocked the edge that gave us the long touchdown runs that Powers was able to bounce. And, there's a lot of situations where kids get moved and, things don't go the right way, but Ryder handled it. There's a reason he's a captain on this football team. And he's willing to put the team above himself, and he played his heart out tonight too, and Ryder did some really good job, really good stuff on defense and offense for us.
You bet. So when it comes to going into practice here next week, getting ready for Iowa Falls, Alden, you had mentioned, you still had some mistakes here in this game that maybe, cost you guys, some points and stuff here and there. What kind of comes to mind as far as, maybe cleaning up some of these mistakes that maybe at times are kind of self-inflicted? What kind of comes to mind as far as, addressing some of those and attacking that when you go into practice next week?
Yeah, definitely got to get back to the basics and fundamentals, more time on ball security drills, more time on things like that to make sure, take some more time to return some kicks or some punts and things like that. So just getting back to the fundamentals, get more reps at the things that we weren't great at tonight. So a lot of ball security circuits, a lot of return drills just to make sure that we got to tighten that spot up for sure. So just a lot of that, getting back to fundamentals and making sure that we're tight with that stuff. And then, if you're fundamentally sound, the rest of the game becomes super easy.
All right. Just about out of time, but any other of your guys you'd like to recognize for their efforts here in this one, or any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to the offensive line. They did great tonight. Emmett Elling, Madden Evans, Josh Wolford, Hudson Hanson, and, Briggs Grohlke. They were paving the way for Joseph Powers. I know we spoke a lot about him, and he did a great job, and he deserves his flowers, but he couldn't have done it without those guys up front. And then Brady Hart, he had one catch that was really good and really good for us and able to move the chains, but he did a lot of dirty work that doesn't show up on the stats, either leading the hole and picking up blitzing linebackers. So got to give my front seven a good shout out there. And hats off to them for, being able to run the ball and impose their will down the stretch.
All right, that's been Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time, and congrats on that win number one here on the season.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up momentarily.